Good morning. My name is Jen Yap, and I am Secretary of your Church Council. I would like to welcome everyone to our worship today, both members and guests alike, and a special warm welcome to those of you from around the world who are in worship with us this morning through our live stream at holytrinitybuffalo.org. We have a few announcements this week. Next week at our Sunday forum, Sarah Baird will be discussing the work of Let There Be Light, an international organization that provides solar lights to health clinics and homes with children in areas with no electricity. Programs begin at 9:30 a.m. in the fellowship room. The church office will be closed tomorrow in observance of President's Day. We are excited to welcome the Orchard Park Chorale to Holy Trinity next Sunday. They are a 50-plus voice choir under the direction of David Curtis. They will be our choir in residence. Sue's Supper will be held this Wednesday at 5:30. All are invited for this free community meal. We will hold a brief worship following the supper. Please see the bulletin for additional announcements. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the eternal voice from heaven, the anointed and beloved one, the Spirit moving over the waters. Amen. As we approach the mystery of God, let us come in confession, trusting the love of Christ crucified and risen. God, who searches us and knows us, you have shown us what is good, but we have looked to other lights to find our way. We have not been just in our dealings with others. We have chosen revenge over mercy. We have promoted ourselves instead of walking humbly with you. With what shall we come before you? Forgive us our sin and show us your salvation. In the face of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Beloved of God, you have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, poured out for you in the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. Receive the promise of baptism. You are God's child, your sins are forgiven. Rejoice and be glad, for yours is the reign of heaven. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. This holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Worthy is Christ, Lord, Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Power and riches and strength, honor, and blessing.
Let us pray together. O God, the strength of all who hope in you, because we are weak mortals, we accomplish nothing good without you. Help us to see and understand the things we ought to do, and give us grace and power to do them. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated, and I invite the young people of the congregation over to the baptismal font this morning.
Right on over to the chairs by the baptismal font, and as the young people gather over there, come on over this way. We're gonna participate in a baptism, and you get a front row seat. And we'll invite Jonathan to come forward with his parents and sponsors at this time, and invite the congregation to turn to the front or to the back of your red hymnal, page 227. It's the small numbers at the bottom of the page, towards the back of the book. Different than the big hymn numbers in the front of the book. Come on over this way. Come on closer. We'll keep watching. Good morning. Good morning. Page 227. In baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father frees us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are reborn, children of God, and made members of the church, the body of Christ. Living with Christ and in the communion of saints, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God. Who presents this child for holy baptism?
We present Jonathan Schleifer
Shane
for baptism.
Amen. And called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, for his parents, do you desire to have Jonathan baptized into Christ? If so, respond, I do. Amen. And as you bring Jonathan to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with him among God's faithful people, to bring him to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, teach him the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, place in his hands the Holy Scriptures, and nurture him in faith and prayer so he may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others in the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help Jonathan grow in the Christian faith and life? If so, respond, we do.
We do.
Amen. And sponsors, do you promise to nurture Jonathan in the Christian faith as you are empowered by God's Spirit? To help him live in the covenant of baptism and in the communion of the church? If so, respond, we do.
We do.
Amen. And I ask all of you, people of God, will you promise to support Jonathan and pray for him in his new life in Christ? If so, say together, we do.
We do.
Amen. And now I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. We invite the congregation to join in these renouncements. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? I renounce them. Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? I renounce them. Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? I renounce them. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Holy God, holy and merciful, holy and mighty, you are the river of life. You are the everlasting wellspring. You are the fire of rebirth. Glory to you for oceans and lakes, for rivers and streams. Honor to you for cloud and rain, for dew and snow. Your waters are below us, around us, above us. Our life is born in you. You are the fountain of resurrection. Praise to you for your saving waters. Noah and the animals survive the flood. Hagar discovers your well. The Israelites escape through the sea, and they drink from your gushing rock. Naaman washes his leprosy away, and the Samaritan woman will never be thirsty again. At this font, holy God, we pray. Praise to you for the water of baptism and for your word that saves us in this water. Breathe your spirit into all who are gathered here and into all creation. Illumine our days, enliven our bones, dry our tears. Wash away the sin within us and drown the evil around us. Satisfy all our thirst with your living water, Jesus Christ our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Get close if you'd like. Jonathan, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed be God, the source of all life, the word of salvation, the spirit of mercy. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give your daughters and sons new birth, cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Jonathan Schleifer-Shane with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Jonathan, child of God, you've been sealed by the Holy Spirit, marked with the cross of Christ, now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming word to all the world. Let us give God thanks through applause as we welcome our new brother in Christ.
The first reading for the sixth Sunday after Epiphany is recorded in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. Moses said to the people, "See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I am commanding you today, by loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways, and observing his commandments, decrees, and ordinances, then you shall live and become numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you do not hear, but are led astray to bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him. For that means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
The second reading for today is recorded in 1 Corinthians, the third chapter. Brothers and sisters, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but rather as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for solid food. Even now you are still not ready, for you are still of the flesh. For as long as there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving according to human inclinations? For when one says, I belong to Paul, and another, I belong to Apollos, are you not merely human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters have a common purpose, and each will receive wages according to the labor of each. For we are God's servants, working together. You are God's field, God's building. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the fifth chapter. Jesus said to the disciples, "You've heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not murder,' and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, 'You fool,' you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on your way to court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You've heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce.' But I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of unchastity, causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard it that it was said to one those of ancient times, 'You shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is God's footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or your no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one." This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. When Jill heard that this was going to be the text for this Sunday, she thought, what a perfect gospel reading for the baptism of our child, right? Or for a Valentine's Day weekend, when we are ready to celebrate those gifts of love, here comes this strong word. But as yet, it is the assigned reading of the day, The guest preacher has told me that he is not coming up to offer the word, so we will dive in and find our water life, our baptismal life, even in this gospel text this morning. So please pray first with me. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, we give you thanks, Lord God, that you name us and claim us beloved, that you wash us in the waters of baptism, that you restore us to new life and give us life everlasting every single day. So pour out your grace again. Forgive us, renew us, feed us with this amazing love, that a grace abundant might flow from this place, from your house, into a whole world in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If Jesus' relationship with his church, with his followers, was a Facebook status, this morning it would read, "It's complicated." I mean, can you remember, it was not long ago when Jesus was walking along the Sea of Galilee and saw two sets of brothers fishing with their fathers. He invited them to leave everything, and they did, following two simple words, "Follow me." Suddenly, with a little chime on his phone, a ding, some push notifications, Jesus had new followers and likes, and everything he did was being shared. Snaps being sent out, tweets tracking every act of healing and loving kindness. Jesus' follower status might have read, "In a new relationship with the Savior of the universe." Heart emojis and love signs all around. And when we kicked off these Beatitudes in the Sermon on the Mount, it was all loves and likes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. That's even better than the one that makes us just say, "Blessed are the poor," and we have to think about the economics. This one was just, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." That's even easier for us to take. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who thirst for justice. Blessed are you when you bully, when people bully you, lie and gossip about you, make memes mocking you, all because you follow me. Rejoice and be glad. Your reward is great in heaven. And then last week, Jesus told the followers that they themselves flavor the world, that we have the power to be salty even with some righteous anger, and we can shine like the sun, be like glitter in the galaxy, bright for all the world to see. This is good stuff. Thumbs up. But now, O church, our status with Jesus reads, it's complicated. This discipleship stuff is not just loaves and fishes. And Jesus is repurposing some tried and true ancient commandments 1,500 years before Brother Martin will ask of Moses' law, "What is this?" Jesus invites us to listen. Not only shall you not murder, but if you are angry with your sibling, well, you are liable to them. If you insult a sibling, then fire will be heaped on your head. So to reduce your liability, to truly be in good hands, let your love go out in action. Go to your sibling, especially the one who's been trying to school you lately. Leave your offering in your seat, and before you get to the table of mercy, go to your sibling, listen to their charge. Do not explain it away, but rather receive what they have to say and be reconciled to your neighbor. So often we want reconciliation without repentance, or transformation without confession. We want to move forward before we've acknowledged what has happened in the past. And so when someone is trying to tell us their pain in their story, like when the whole diaspora of African descent folks want us to know that their story began long before slavery, that it cannot be whitewashed away by watered down history, even when it's given 28 days to shine every 365 or 29 days every 4 years, then we're called to listen. When women promulgate that they will no longer tolerate misogyny,
When our LGBTQIA plus siblings tell us tolerance of bigotry is killing them. When victims of gun violence say that my right for my child to live is greater than your right to own an AR-15. Then Jesus calls us, commands us, to come to terms quickly with our accuser while we are still on our way to court before we face the judge. This is complicated. Your lust is killing yourself and others, Jesus continues. Your gaze down on others not only diminishes their opportunities, but it doesn't look good on you. And your lack of fidelity and propensity for proprietariness behavior is rank. It would be better if you would be dismembered than to allow your whole self be thrown out into the fiery trash heap. The Reverend Dr. Joy Moore, Associate Professor of Biblical Preaching at Luther Seminary in St. Paul, writes that it is not enough to be a follower of Jesus in the way that we would follow someone's Twitter posts. Jesus calls for his disciples to honor their commitments first at home as practice for living lives of integrity in public. The Sermon on the Mount requires more than individual intent. It requires independent communal life. Beginning in your marriage, practice fidelity, trustworthiness, and commitment. That does not mean to remain in an abusive relationship, but to treat all those around you with the same honesty, respect, and authenticity. There is urgency in the words of Jesus. Even in the light of healing with the promise of prosperity and evidence of God's favor, there is no time for clever cliches, purposeless platitudes, or exhausted editorials. Ancient Israel then and the community of faith today requires a word that is purposely provocative. But here's the thing, church. I don't know about you, but I don't think I can do it. I mean, I think what Christ is asking for of us is impossible. Impossible. Without grace. Now, when we picture this crowd that is listening to the Sermon of Mount, who's the picture of the crowd look like to you? When we see the image in our mind or think of the images of works of art that we've seen, who do we see that's gathered together to take it all in? Can we see the Middle Eastern multitude? Syrians who have crowded in to see the teacher? Egyptians and others from northern Africa just wanting to hear a word of grace? Palestinians longing for purpose, something beyond the oppression of the empire? They are not the well-off and the well-connected, but they are the sick, the underemployed, the repeatedly left out. They are the folks living on the edge, hoping that the church van is going to stop by with a burrito and maybe a hot cup of coffee on a Tuesday night. Dr. Moore says that this crowd is the wrong ethnicity, the wrong gender. They believe they have no power, no agency, no ability to make a difference in their world. So why would this crowd take on the impossible task of following this would-be Messiah? Because before Jesus spoke, he acted. Before Jesus preached to anyone, he empowered everyone he encountered. Before he implored them, he healed them. Jesus had gained some real street cred, not for his words, but for his action, not for his doctrine, but for his practice, not for his judgment, but for his justice. News about Jesus had gone viral. People brought to him all those who were ill, suffering in any pain, demon-possessed and paralyzed, and Jesus healed them. So that's why. That's why when Jesus invites them to pick up their cross, they are ready to follow. That's why when Jesus invites them into a life of integrity, they are willing to walk the walk. That's why when Jesus invites them into a countercultural reforming movement that acts contrary to the empire and breaks open the status quo, they are willing to respond with radical, relentless grace. And so how about us? I know it's complicated, but it's not impossible, not with God's love. We who have received this gift of grace, who are bold enough to proclaim that we are children of the resurrection, inheritors of life abundant and life everlasting, we too are able to follow. Because we know God loves us and has forgiven us, we can love ourselves, care for ourselves, take time for ourselves, because God loves us this much. Because we know God loves us and has shown it to us in community, literally bringing us to the waters of grace and baptism, we can love others, listen to others, and be reconciled to those whom we have harmed. Because God loves us and has shown it to us in scripture and in prayer, we have an endless source of love, a well that rises up deep within us. It is not a limited resource that must be rationed, but the more we share it, the more it flows, and the more it rises up and out of us. Because we know God loves us, we can follow Jesus with truth and power and grace. Because we know God loves us, we can change the world with our discipleship. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I invite the congregation to be seated. The following persons, having been elected by the congregation to positions of leadership, are asked to come forward as their names are read: Uli McDonald, Emily Natari, Guy Huber, Jen Yap, Richard Lee, Kathy Chrissy, Barb Wozniak, Juan Perez, Elizabeth Vahinick, Raul Sayona, Ted Lee Bradley, and Ryan Fleming. As we are inviting our council members forward, we installed members this morning at 8:30 service, so some of our council members and officers were installed at that time, and several of them are out of town. I know Guy is celebrating the baptism of his grandson today. It's just a day of baptisms. St. Paul writes, "There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit gives them. There are different ways of serving, but the same Lord is served. There are different abilities to perform service, but the same God gives to everyone ability for particular service. The Spirit's presence is shown in some way in each person for the good of all. You have been elected to positions of leadership and trust in this congregation. You are to see that the words and deeds of this household of faith reflect God in whose name we gather. You are to work together with other members to see that the worship and work of Christ are done in this congregation and that God's will is done in this community and in the whole world. You are to be diligent in your specific area of serving, that the one Lord who empowers you is glorified. You are to be examples of faith, active in love, to help maintain the life and harmony of this congregation. On behalf of your siblings in Christ, I ask you, are you ready to accept and faithfully to carry out the duties of the offices to which you have been elected? If so, respond, yes, by the help of God.
Yes, by the help of God.
People of God, I ask you, will you support these, your elected leaders, and will you share in the mutual ministry that Christ has given to all who are baptized? If so, respond, yes, by the help of God.
Yes, by the help of God.
I now declare you installed as officers and council members of this congregation. God bless you with God's Holy Spirit, that you may prove faithful servants of Christ. Amen. I ask the congregation to rise as we continue with the prayers of intercession. Trusting that God hears us, let us pray for the church, the world, and all of those in need. Shepherding God, you protect and guide us with your word. Lead your church into ever closer relationship with you, that we might better know your commands, hold fast to your decrees, and live in your law. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of the cosmos, heaven and earth bear witness to the splendor of all you have created. Bless the ground, trees, waterways, and skies with abundant life. Restore synergy between humankind and the natural world, that we may live in harmony with the world you have made. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of peace, you show solidarity with all who suffer. Bring an end to violence, war, discrimination, and all other forms of deadly hate, that we may experience your love through the power of justice. And we pray especially for all men and women serving in the armed forces and their families. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of hope, you provide bountifully for all people. Use our lives to alleviate global injustice and eliminate poverty, that all benefit from the abundant gifts you pour out for your people. And we pray for all those we now name out loud and those we remember in our hearts. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of growth, you nurture this community. Cultivate in us a spirit of service to one another, and bless us in the ministry that we share. Strengthen all communities of faith, including the Buffalo City Cluster, for grace, North Park, Parkside, Resurrection, and Holy Trinity. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of love, watch over all of us as we pray for the young and young at heart, for your daughters and sons, including the children of our community, and especially today for Jonathan. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of our ancestors, Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebecca, Jacob and Leah and Rachel, we give you thanks for our forebears in the faith who now rest in your eternal grace and love. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Confident that you are able to accomplish more than we even dare to ask, we bring these prayers before you, believing in your saving grace revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
Also,
please share a sign of that peace with one another. Please rise. Let us pray together. God of wonder, you formed us in our mother's womb, and from your good earth we bring forth this bread and wine. We place them on your table, together with our lives and all that you have made. Open the heavens to us and pour out your spirit. We wait for your mercy. We long for your peace. We hunger and thirst for Jesus Christ, our banquet of life. Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life, blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promises to your people. Blessed are you in the prophets' hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son, Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. When you drink from this cup, do it in remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. Come, Holy Spirit. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray together. Faithful God, you have kept your promise to us in this meal, nourishing us with the gift of salvation. Now send your servants forth in peace, that we may testify to your goodness and share the hope that is ours in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Gracious God, whose mercy endures from generation to generation, as the Magi set out from Bethlehem, going home by another road, bless those who go forth to share your word and sacrament with our sisters and brothers who are sick, homebound, or imprisoned. In your love and care, nourish and strengthen those to whom we bring this communion, that through the body and blood of your Son, we may all know the hope of your promised coming in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May Christ, the wisdom and power of God and the source of our life together, keep you united in mind and purpose. The blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you always.
Go in peace, let your light shine. Thanks be to God.